from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Obviously, the big story of the week going into this week's final preseason game, and who knows, maybe this will be the final preseason game of all time. That the Browns will take on the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow on the Browns Radio Network. You'll listen to it. Deshaun Watson, full participant in practice yesterday. All right, what does that mean for Saturday, and does it really even matter at this point? Because it's been kind of an emotional roller coaster, and I don't know why I care, because the game doesn't mean anything other than the fact that I think we want to see Deshaun Watson get out there, get some reps, feel like he's ready to go for the first game of the season against Dallas. The last thing we want to watch is the first game against Dallas where all of a sudden no one's tackling and your quarterback's throwing the ball into the ground, and then everyone turns around and goes, well, these guys aren't ready. Well, if they're not ready, who's that on? That's ready. That's on the coaching staff, if you ask me. If the players aren't ready, it's on the coaching staff. Now, obviously, if there's players that are injured and are trying to work their way back and battle through it and, you know, get to that first game and be able to play, and maybe not at 100%, but able to play, and they might look a little rusty, it's a little bit more understandable. I just don't know where we are with Deshaun Watson right now, and I don't know what they're trying to do, and what are we going to see in this game? What are you going to see in the second half of this game with Tyler Huntley and Dorian Thompson-Robinson with trade rumors swirling about, you know, who's going to be available to be a quarterback for your team throughout the season if you want to get rid of one of these guys because you feel like you have an abundance? I don't. Man, I am waiting till the very last second to figure out what I'm doing with the quarterback room as far as, you know, DTR and as far as Tyler Huntley to make sure that I think Deshaun Watson is 10,000% ready to go. I'm not saying carry four quarterbacks on the roster when the season starts or when the rosters have to be in on Tuesday, but I'm hesitant, man. After watching what we watched, and you talked about the way the quarterback situation played out last year, I just don't think you can have enough quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and the Browns seem to be one of those teams. So let me back it up. Here's my first question for you then, Dan. Watson was a full participant yesterday in practice. What does that mean for tomorrow?
All right, so let's yank the curtain back. Okay. For those of you who don't know how football practices go, for an NFL team is how I mean this. Typically, like, your Wednesday, Thursday are the install days. Those are the little bit tougher practices. Your Friday practice is usually a shorter practice. You do a couple red zone drills. Nothing massive, nothing out of control. You do a walkthrough in the morning, you do a couple red zone drills, and then that's it. It's why the Friday press conference is one of the shortest press conferences you will hear every single week from Kevin Stefanski. And the Friday practice is also really condensed. So the question that I have with this is, this Thursday practice that we are hooked on
yesterday,
is that a typical NFL weekly Friday practice? Because if that's the case, then the Deshaun Watson workload for that Friday is lesser. And that's not meant to be an insult. That's just the truth of the matter. They do less throwing because they do less practicing. So if it's lesser, I could see this going any direction. If this is a full-blown practice where he made 50-some-odd throws, Well, now we're having a different conversation, and it looks like he is on track to play if they are hooked on the idea that they want to get him in on the preseason and get him a couple of reps in the preseason. So that is the most non-answer possible unless I have more information. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say anything. The only thing I'll add on top of that, if he plays, great. If he doesn't play, great. I frankly don't care.
I tell you, here's what I'm looking forward to tomorrow. If he woke up today and didn't have any soreness in his shoulder or his arm, then, okay, that's another day forward. Wake up again tomorrow, get ready for the game. If it's sore, then no. You know, don't play him. Forget it. It's not worth it. It's not. But by the same token, if he's healthy, I'm putting him out there. If he doesn't feel any pain and the shoulder is pain-free, then go ahead, play him. Play him 15 plays and let him go out there. And of the 15 plays, let 10 of those be runs and let the other 5 be passes all less than 10 yards.
Right, short passing.
That's all they need to do. Just get him out there. It's like, you know, just put your foot in the water. That's all.
Right. I have a feeling we are going to run into stuff like this all season with him in the shoulder. And I think we all just need to mentally prepare ourselves now, because we're talking about a shoulder injury that you typically see in baseball pitchers finding its way into football. The difference of baseball and football, of course, is the fact that no one is trying to tackle the pitcher. So I have a feeling we may run into this.
I've seen a couple guys try to do it. It's not pretty.
All right, good point.
The pitcher throws their glove. It's ugly.
The non-Robin Ventura dimension.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah. Because that is the best baseball fight, but that's another argument for another day. No one's trying to tackle him. And so, or I should say, people are trying to tackle him. So I got a feeling we're going to run into this. And we're going to hear about this all season. Well, you know, it's a little sore. Well, Deshaun Watson woke up with a sore shoulder. Like, I think this is just coming. And I think we all just need to wrap our heads around this idea and just be fine with it and just trust the medical staff. And I think now, if there was ever a time to trust the Browns medical staff, it's right now. Because I think they learned from Baker.
Part of it's going to be him, too. Part of it's going to be like, Deshaun's going to be like, I'm not playing. Or I am playing. Either way. I want to play.
Well,
he's going to make an argument one way or another.
For what we know of Deshaun Watson, he wants to play. This narrative that's out there that Deshaun Watson doesn't want to play football, I think is very silly. I find it to be incredibly silly. This is a guy who played football with a punctured lung. This is a guy who was trying to get out there last season to play through this shoulder surgery. It took the Browns really having to shut him down. He has dealt with a boatload of injuries in his career, and he's played through a good amount of them. This narrative that Deshaun Watson is soft and therefore doesn't want to play, he just wants to sit back and collect his checks, I think is a misplaced narrative. I find it silly. So I think he wants to be out there. I think he wants to play. Hopefully the shoulder will allow it to happen. And if it doesn't, again, it's a third preseason game. The final score doesn't matter. Great. If he doesn't play week one, Andy, great. I'm fine with it.
See, I'm not there with you on that. I want him to play week one, and I don't know why. If he's not ready for week one and he's been able to throw and have a full practice by yesterday, what went wrong?
I don't think anything went wrong.
If he had a practice yesterday, he should be ready for week one against Dallas.
We're in uncharted waters, man. I mean, that's where I am with
this. Because we've been swimming in this for 2 years, the games that he hasn't played.
Well, especially with this shoulder injury is what I mean more than anything with uncharted waters. We've never had a quarterback have this kind of a shoulder injury.
He's been cleared. Remember, he said a couple weeks ago, they go, have you been cleared? And he was like, yeah, I've been cleared since the offseason. And thanked about 30 people along the way, all the doctors, and said, I've been cleared, I've been cleared, I've been cleared.
Yeah, we've been cleared, but cleared for what?
I still think to play at a regular full-fledged football level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why would he say that? Why would he?
He could have even said, "I've been cleared for practice. I've been cleared for throwing.
I am fully cleared." He said, "I am fully cleared.
I've been cleared to, you know, be able to do arm circles and warm up drills."
No, like, I have been fully cleared to play football. If he has been fully cleared to play football and there is no soreness, he needs to be there against Dallas. This experiment is no longer an experiment.
No, it's not an experiment. The main reason that I say that is it feels like opening day for baseball, where we all freak out when somebody gets hurt and isn't there for opening day. And then we all have to remind ourselves that this is a start of a season that is longer than we all always remember. And that this isn't college football, where every single game, well, old college football, where every single game, if you lose, is death to your season. That's not the NFL. It is not death to your season if you
lose
a game.
It's death if you're bad in the beginning of the season. If you start the season 0-4, you got big troubles. 0-3 isn't much better.
You think
1-3 isn't much better. No, look at all the teams that fall apart when they have a really, really bad first month. You just can't have a bad first month. You can be 500. That's fine.
Right. And you look at the schedule, 500's on the table if you even played most of the way that you did last year with a broken offense. 500's... The Raiders, I almost called them the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders are going to start Gardner Minshew at quarterback. Okay? Like, come on.
I'm going to ask you a bigger question.
The New York Giants,
you can talk
no offense to Poobah, outside of Malik Nabers, they're a mess.
Okay.
Like,
if we don't have a quarterback, we're a mess too. I don't care how good you think the offense looks.
And I don't think Jameis is the end-all be-all, but boy, on the list of placeholders, Jameis is not a bad placeholder.
What do you think the Browns will be against the AFC North?
I don't have to worry about that until November.
Well, you're going to have to worry about it because
October 20th.
It tends to be the make or break of making the playoffs.
Right. And October 20th, we can have that conversation. I don't see an AFC North team until October 20th.
They need to be 4-2 against the AFC North.
Yeah. I could get behind that.
We don't have a whole lot of... our history since 99 doesn't have a whole lot of winning seasons against the North.
But that's not a conversation I have to have until October 20th.
But it is if you're going to just take these first couple games for granted and say, if we lose to Dallas, it is a big deal. You have 17 unique opportunities to go out and win a game. I know I sound like Andrew Berry, but that's it. You have 17 chances to go out there and win. And we know they're not going to win.
Press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
You can play that all you want, but it's the truth.
It's still the best quote. Everyone's favorite press conference where I don't answer any questions.
You can say what you want. Every game is a unique opportunity into its own.
You're right. Would you like
and
to go 17-0?
If your quarterback isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to be 17-0.
Yeah, we'd all love to be 17-0. I just don't think the linchpin idea is you run him out there and he's hurting because, it's the beginning of the season. We have to get him in by the beginning of the season. Oh, my God, if he doesn't play at the beginning of the season.
If he is cleared and ready to play, the investment you've made in your quarterback, he needs to play. This is a make-or-break year for Deshaun. You know it. I know it.
Hell
yeah.
He knows it.
The whole season revolves around Deshaun. I don't care how good you think you are everywhere else. And the problem is Joe Flacco came in at the end of the year and showed you that this team can win without him. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's right there. So they put him back into another situation where he could go out there and get some victories. They brought in a complimentary quarterback to him, Jameis Winston. And Dorian, I think all of our quarterbacks kind of line up the same to not cause major disruption to the offense and the wide receivers and the way things play out.
Yeah, you're right. I think you can move to Jameis Winston and have a functioning offense that can win NFL games. Like, is he better than Deshaun Watson? I hope not. Because if that answer ends up being yes, then you got a whole other can of worms you got to worry about.
But based on what you're saying, Jameis Winston doesn't have to be better than Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Jameis Winston just needs to be able to go out there and be coherent.
Right. Because this defense is, You're rolling back the same defense you had last year, which is, you know, everybody telling me one of the finest defenses on this earth, and there's no way in hell it could take a half step back. But, like, you're rolling out this defense that was really good, and even if it does take a half step back, you can still win with it and still be good with it and have quarterback play that's mediocre. And if Jameis Winston could roll out and play mediocre quarterback, like, you could go 2-2. You could go 3-1 against this schedule, and it wouldn't shock me with Jameis Winston at the helm. I don't think it is the end-all be-all. I would rather have Deshaun Watson's shoulder at 100% than have Deshaun Watson out there at 80% or 85% to start the season.
If the doctor told him he's clear, he needs to be out there against Dallas. I don't care about tomorrow. I'm getting tired of the argument. But I'm asking you, does he need to be out there tomorrow if he had a full practice yesterday? Are you ready to see Deshaun Watson, even if it's for 10 or 15 plays tomorrow, or does it not make a difference at all? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.